What would you do different?
I'd probably say to take the same route with all my troubles and stuff because that's what made me. But I probably I'll keep all everything else, probably my same kids, just fewer baby mothers. I probably would have put the same. I should have feel like I should have skeeted in the same woman and put them all in her instead of being so young. And you know, you gotta watch out for that. You know, having kids at a young age like that.
What up, Frocast? This your girl AP. Just calling to say Happy New Year, Happy Anniversary. Looking forward to another year of laughing out loud, getting crazy looks from the white people at work, because that's what y'all be making me do. Keep it up. Peace.
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in at NappyAfro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. Quiet Sound Rap Game, bang, bang, bang. Run the jewels on food, and I'm gone. Yeah.
NappyAfro.com.
You are now tuned into the dopest podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast, episode 394. I'm your boy King Germ, aka the People's Champion, aka the most electrifying motherfucking podcast of the day, aka the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, aka LeBron Flames, aka the King of the Lames, aka the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, aka Germ Cena, aka Pod Strickland, aka Fat Sajak, aka Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, aka the Mike Jordan of recording, aka ASAP Stocky, aka the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, aka the Pod Father, aka the grandson of Virgil Tibbs, aka Pod Sham God, aka Rowdy Potty Piper, and my last aka Pod Girly. Shout out to Faraji. What is going on? I'm now joined by my lovely co-host, the lovely, the elegant, the daunting, the always be shopping, Queen Germ. Queen Germ, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the queen of QVC, a.k.a. bipolar mom, a.k.a. I hear no one, a.k.a. my cups runneth over, a.k.a. a lot of crass with the dab of class, a.k.a. my afro is my halo, and my favorite a.k.a. of them all, your grade is your motherfucking grade, and I'm in the building.
Queen Germs in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe to the Frocast on any podcast reader out there that you're using. We own all of them, so just whichever one you're using, look up the Frocast and go ahead and hit that subscribe button. Don't forget about our voicemail where you can call in at 347-201-2572. Call into the voicemail, leave a drop, we'll play it on the show. We got a Patreon going on, man, where you join for as little as a dollar just to join. But if you want to get behind the VIP curtain, you got to pay $3. Okay. You know what I'm saying? So $1 gets you like, you know, the Frocast and 12 hood minutes, but $3 will get you behind the VIP curtain. You get all that, but you get to see
some ass.
I wasn't going to say that, but you know, okay, she said it. So
I'm just trying to see what's going on.
Yeah, and then don't forget, the easiest way that you can help out the show is by sharing it, retweeting, reblogging, putting in your story, telling a friend, you know, word of mouth, that helps anyway. So that was all the pandering out the way. Oh, I do have to let you know, one of the readers said that we need to get an Afro Is My Halo shirt going on. They really want that shirt. So, you know, be easy. Go ahead and get to work on it. You know what I'm saying? So we can see that in the shops because people want it. You got to get the people what they want, especially if they're Patreons.
Yeah.
So if a Patreon requests a shirt, be easy. You got to make it, man. I'm just going to go ahead and put that
period
out there. Yeah. Matter of fact, I'm about to call Be Easy now and let him know that
he's
going
to tell you to stop playing.
Request. He's going to be like, I barely have time to do my stuff now. I mean, who's going to do it? Let's see, be easy, bro.
Yeah.
Be easy, you're live on the show. How
long have y'all been recording this show for? 5 minutes?
3 minutes.
Hush,
but, but anyway.
I'm cutting this out. Don't worry about it. Go ahead.
No, you can't cut this part out because this is something I got. So if a Patreon person that gives X amount of dollars, if they request a shirt be made, you got to make it, right?
I mean, I don't know. It Depending on what's on the shirt.
I mean, okay,
it
so
it might be a fuck be easy shirt. I'm not making that.
I mean, well, I mean, hey,
if
man.
It sells, you're gonna need to do that, sir.
So
listen, I'm already making my Halo and my app. I'm already making that shirt.
Oh, okay. Well, see, well,
but you can't make it if you say the slogan in backwards.
I mean, I saw the contact. I saw the email. I've been making it. I just been really busy.
Okay. Okay. So, all right. Well, that's no need for this call then, man.
I mean, you know he does the most. So that's your friend. That's your friend.
But no, I don't know how I want it. I just really wanted a cartoon. The simplest thing is for a cartoon black girl with afro to have a halo. That's the simplest thing to do. And I just need to figure out how to do it. That's all.
Okay, sounds good to me.
All right, y'all. Have a good show.
All right, man.
Good night. Thanks.
All right. So, there we go, man. It's already in the plans. But other than that, man, Queen Jern, how was your week?
Week was okay. I mean, I'm still fighting whatever this is I got going on. The demons inside of me, the whoever else, somebody done put a root on me. I don't know. I'm struggling over here. Trying to make it. Still doing my normal duties. Running around. Trying to toss it up in between. Going to work. Tending to churn. So, you know. It's hard out here. It's been a rough week. I'll say that. Hard keeping my eyes open. Oh, nigga be driving. Taking down. Antibiotics, cold medicine.
Won't sit their ass down though.
Hey, sinus medicine, shit just won't happen when I'm sitting.
Won't
still
sit your fucking ass down.
But hey,
you might think what a day of rest will do for you.
I got one.
When?
Friday night.
A day of rest.
Hey, if it's more than 12 hours, it's a day.
All right, but anyway.
How about yours? How have you been, sir?
I mean, my week was amazing.
Was
I mean,
it?
Yes. Amazing.
Amazing.
Yes.
Okay. Well, what happened in your week? Because
I'm just lucky. What you mean? We shared a couple moments during this week.
Yeah, moments. But it wasn't amazing. So
I mean, what do you mean? It was amazing for me just to be around you. Amazing.
Here we go with the bullshit.
You know what I'm saying? But other than that, I mean, just being with you made my week amazing. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. Don't mess up. Don't mess up.
Oh, well, I mean, you know, payday was Friday, you know what I'm saying? Got paid, you know. Had a nice little Friday night, you know what I'm saying? I didn't get too drunk, you know what
You
I'm
weren't
saying?
With me, because I was asleep.
I know, I was out here in the garage.
Yeah, with whoever.
Here we go again. But at any rate, my week wasn't amazing, okay? It was terrible, it was miserable.
Yeah,
you
think
just,
that'll help me to get off?
I didn't enjoy myself.
You
going
to go with the first one.
I was just, you know, I was just in a bad mood, man. I mean, terrible. But let's go ahead and get to the show.
Get into the show, because
this will help my mood.
Yeah,
because
you finna mess up. You finna mess up.
Well, you know how these new kids today, they love the protest. They love the fight for their right. They have sit-ins. You know, they just, you know, think they're just, you know, when they feel injustice, these new kids today, they will fight for their right. And I mean, that's one thing that these new kids have over our generation. Like, we just kind of took the bullshit and just like, you know what? Fuck it, man. It could be worse. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but this new generation, they're not standing for it. And some students at Oklahoma University protest calls for provost resignation, new multicultural center, and a Popeyes on campus. OU students, okay, so following two controversial incidents of professors using a racial slur while teaching, dozens of University of Oklahoma students staged a sit-in Wednesday outside the OU's president's office, organized by the Black Emergency Response Team, BERT. Students sat outside of interim president Joseph Haro's office with signs demanding action and calling for the resignation of the OU provost, Cal Harper. One of the signs says, "Sorry does not undo years of historical trauma." Demands from the group also include a semester-long class focused on diversity. That's a good idea. A new multicultural center that will feature meeting spaces for marginalized students, common areas, study rooms, and a Popeyes restaurant. Now,
did they really demand the Popeyes, or was the Popeyes something that they needed as far as just a choice of food?
No, it specifically said Popeyes, not a restaurant, not a Subway, not a... They said they want a Popeyes. Maybe, listen, I'm going to be honest. I mean, they in Oklahoma. Give them motherfuckers a Popeyes. Ain't shit out there in Oklahoma. Shout out to all our Oklahoma listeners, man. Y'all know it's the truth. You know what I'm saying? Like, Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook. Nobody stayed. James Harden. Nobody stayed in Oklahoma. So, you know, let's not get the. But how do you feel about the students' demands?
I think it's valid. Minus the Popeyes, but
why minus the Popeyes?
That's not necessarily something that you have to have. So I mean, I don't know what the reasoning for putting Popeyes on the list.
Maybe they can't get good chicken around there.
Maybe they can't.
But everybody know if a Popeyes on campus, it'll be nice.
Yeah, it would be nice, but I'm just saying, like, minus that, I don't really know what the purpose of the Popeyes was. But when you...
For the chicken.
I'm just saying, I get the chicken, but I'm like, every black person doesn't eat chicken. Every black person doesn't love fried chicken.
But everybody mostly loves Popeyes. Like, that's...
A lot of people do.
Yeah, a lot of people love Popeyes, so everybody can agree on Popeyes. Like, you know, if you had to pick a chicken chicken joint to go on your college campus, which one are you picking?
I guess it would be Popeyes, because churches...
No, there's no such thing as churches anymore. Where is the churches at?
We got one in Savannah.
Look out, you got to travel 400 miles to get to a damn churches.
I mean, I would go there whenever I'm home.
Do you actually eat the chicken from churches?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't. I eat the sides. Church of sides the bomb. Now I go in there, give me some okra, some mashed potatoes, some of them fries, the corn on the cob. You know what I'm saying? I eat their sides all day. I will not eat their fucking chicken.
Well,
I don't like the way they chicken cut.
I haven't had it in a long time.
See, that let you know. But I mean, you have had some KFC and Popeyes.
I've had some Popeyes way more than I've had KFC. But, I mean, my biggest chicken. Thing is just the fact that the fact of the matter is when somebody does something that offends you, yeah, you got to listen to man, but it still don't change the fact that this individual feels the way they feel. So you can't do nothing about that. Dumb people could have given them $1 million, free tuition, whatever they could have given them. It still ain't changed the fact that your teacher saying some inappropriate stuff. So your teacher needs to be, you know what I'm saying? I guess they're saying they call for the person's job, but...
Yeah, they said one instructor by the name of Kathleen Brosnan, she's a faculty member in the history department, said the N-word multiple times while reading from a 1920s U.S. Senate document. Fair or foul?
Foul. I mean, because...
Who wrote the shit? That's foul.
I mean, it don't matter. It's the fact that you're reading it. Uh-huh. You know that you're in a diverse group of people.
Mm-hmm.
You know those words offend people. Why would you do it? It's not bringing anything. It's not enriching any part of these people's lives for you to disrespect them in a public venue. I don't care what nobody says. I mean, and it bothers me because people think that, because the word was written in this document, I'm quoting a piece of paper. That's not true. You know who you are as a historian. The history goes deep for that word nigga. And you being a white person, even a black person, if you're in a mixed company, that word is not to be used. And I know for my own self, when we were in history class in high school one time, the Georgia flag has the Confederate flag as a part of it. You got the seal on the side. So, our teacher thought it would be cute to start the class off with just the Confederate flag. So, you had that, the big old flag hanging up on the wall. You wanted us to write a paper, a one-page paper, telling us about how did this symbol make us feel. I had my name on it, and I had nothing written. So, she wants to question me as to why did I do her assignment. I have no feelings for that. Because if I write down anything else, it's going to be derogatory and I'm going to get an F. So I would rather you think that I have no feelings about your little flag than for me to tell you it's some racist piece of shit. Mm. I mean...
I don't need to write a page to say that.
Yeah, I don't. How many times can I write that on some wide rule paper? But whatever.
You get the gist of it from my first sentence.
So I'm just like, you know, you trying to get emotion and this. And some people do it just to get a rise out of people to see how it affects people, how it still has so much, you know what I'm saying, allows people to go, you know, different places, anger, whatever. It's just not productive. And I just feel like as an educator, you were not probing your students for the best response. So it was not something that you should have done. You could have censored it. You could have stated that this was the word that was used. If you used it one time, or if you just said the N-word, or if you shared the document with the students, put it on the projector. They can read too. So when you left the word out, they could see that was a word that you omitted by saying it. I mean, not saying. So I just feel like it's so many ways you could have presented that to the class without getting them to the point where it was not okay. I mean, I've been in places where people have said things that they have that wasn't quite appropriate either. And they try to be relatable. And then they really just like messed the whole thing up. I had a teacher tell me one time, like, he was trying to explain to me how he understood me and my concerns and this is this because he went to school in Detroit. I was confused. Like, what that got to do with me? Shit, I'm from Savannah.
He's like, there's a lot of black people up there, too.
And so I'm like,
I get it. I'm used to being around y'all. Like, I get it.
And so I'm just like, okay, I've stayed too long. Oh, it's time for me to go.
Well, so do you think these people need to resign and all that? Is it that serious that they let this go on? The teachers, are they in any trouble?
I mean, they're going to get hired someplace else anyway. Yeah. So if they do have to quit their job, it's just for the sake of the university not wanting to be held liable for anything that the students may say. Okay, they didn't get rid of the person after this thing, you know, after our complaint or whatever. So now they might be suing the school. So the school got to do what they got to do to keep their hands clean. But, I mean, in actuality, it's a teachable moment. Even for those individuals who were instructors or whatever. They need to learn that certain things are not appropriate. And your personal feelings can't be something that you share. Or not even, I mean, if it ain't even your personal feelings. Something that you feel like you just gonna say without regard for the individuals that it may offend. That's just something that you have to learn to do. And that's just like, you know what I'm saying, like any job. You just don't go around spouting off whatever you want to and think that it's not going to be no issue. Because it's people who are black that can't stand to hear the word nigga in any setting. And so you saying that, joking with them, you thinking you amongst family, and they turn your ass in.
Yeah.
So you just got to be careful.
Yeah. You're right about that. Because, man, it's a lot of anti-nigga niggas out here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I mean, me personally, I'm not going to stop saying the word. I mean, I don't say it in mixed company, you know what I'm saying? But you will hear me say nigga. And I mean, I guess this podcast is mixed company, but because I don't know who listened to it.
Yeah, we don't. But at the same time, shit, if you don't like it, you can keep it moving.
Yeah, but
fast forward it or whatever. Yeah, but
we're not going to stop saying it.
No, I mean, it's a very appropriate word for me.
Because it's niggas in this world.
Yeah.
Yeah. I see niggas every day. So white niggas, black niggas, Chinese niggas, Arab niggas. Caribbean niggas. I see a lot of niggas every day. So don't be offended.
Yeah, don't be. Yeah. I mean, like I said,
don't be a nigga.
Hey. And you are defined as a nigga when you do nigga shit. That's the thing I always say. Yeah. Because there's some characteristics that are specific.
I wonder in like 20 years is niggas still gonna get a rise out of people. Like in 20 years. It you think so?
Will. It probably will.
Oh man, it's gotta die down eventually.
It's not gonna die out.
You don't think so? Even with it just being nigga everywhere, nigga, white people like the young kids of all races say nigga now. They call each other nigga. Like you don't think in 20 years niggas still not gonna get a rise out of I think in 20 years niggas not gonna get a rise out of niggas. Like us, we be old ass motherfucking niggas. So you know what I'm saying? Nobody gonna bother us, we old as fuck. But these young niggas like Prince Jerm age and shit, that shit don't faze them.
It should, though.
It don't.
I mean, not to the point that it makes you do anything, but it should not be a word that you feel comfortable with your not non-black friends using. But, you know, we can keep it moving.
Yeah, man. Well, this topic is Florida-related, and, you know, Florida man strikes again. It's a real story, too. Got it from the New York Post, so you know it's real. It says, Florida hospital worker arrested for sucking patient's toes. Now, a Florida hospital worker was nailed for getting handsy with a patient's foot. France Belladurin, so that means he like a, what is he, like Haitian or some shit? France?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, we'll say he's, yeah. Belladurin, 23, was arrested. Look how this nigga, 23.
He looked old. His life been rough.
Jesus Christ. Was arrested earlier this week after allegedly sucking on a patient's toes while that's on the gross. Clock. At least he was on the clock. At least he wasn't coming to die off the clock doing that shit. Then you really a creep. At least you getting paid. You know what I'm saying? You at work. You ain't coming up there in your off time doing it. Like, if you come down your off time, you're real creepy.
Excuse
you
know what I'm saying?
But you're there on the clock. So you got a reason to be there. So I get it.
You got a reason to be there, but you don't have no reason to suck nobody's toes.
at Gulf Coast Hospital in Fort Myers. The shocked patient told police they felt their right foot being touched around 11 p.m. on Monday. They assumed the nurse was checking for swelling, but then they felt their foot being touched again and then again a third time, feeling something between their toes. After the third time, the patient looked up only to find Beldurin on his knees with his head bent over their foot, the news station reported. The patient yanked their foot away from Beldurin, retreated back to his seat in the room. They yanked their foot away, and Beldurin retreated back to his seat where he was working as a sitter for the patient's roommate, who had been deemed a flight risk. Later on, Beldurin asked the patient if they were all right, and that's when they called for assistance to report him to the responding nurse. Security was called, and Beldurin was arrested on charges of battery on a person 65 years of age or older. He's been held at the Lee County Jail on a $1,500 bond.
I'm mad that he's sucking some 65-year-old feet.
That must have been some sexy feet that he was sitting there just like, ooh. She said she's checking for swelling.
65-year-old toes, sir.
Bro, this man, he's 23. Sir. Like, what is going on in this world, bro?
I don't understand it.
I just don't.
Because the feet are 65. My feet are 40, and they ain't looking like nothing nobody want to put in their mouth. I'm going to need you at 65. Your feet ain't looking. Shit, she don't walk 65 years.
She might be a foot model, though.
For who? Not if she said she thought somebody was checking for swelling. Her feet wasn't looking good. If them shits were swollen up, they wasn't looking like nothing.
They might have been looking like some little, their little tootsies was looking like some little sausages.
I've been saying, must have been looking like some little Smokies.
He was like, ooh, let me get that, boy. Good gosh, man.
Yeah, he need to be checked out. His head ain't right. Mm-hmm. I mean, you are not, he need to be in a mental hospital. You sucking on somebody's grandmama toes. Mm. It's not a good look. It's not a good look, sir.
I mean, I mean, just like,
you know, you're supposed to be watching somebody who's a flight risk.
He was watching the other person, yeah.
Yeah, but you up under my sheet and sucking on my toes.
Well, I mean, something about that foot must have got him over there. Like, he must have seen it.
It was just swole up that bad. It was just that swole.
Like, I ain't never sucked no swollen toes. He was like, them things, like, they about to pop.
Yeah, it must be.
He was like, He was like, oh, God.
And I'm talking about, she said it touched him one time, two times.
I hope her feet was washed that day, my nigga. You between the damn toes, my nigga.
And I'm talking about 65-year-old toes. I ain't seen nobody 65 feet that looked like something nobody should even want to come close to.
Damn. You a sicko dude, bro.
Yeah. He need help.
Speaking of people needing help, man, did you hear the whole tizzy with Flavor Flav and Chuck D? Like, Chuck D kicked Flavor Flav out of Public Enemy?
No.
Can you imagine Public Enemy without Flavor Flav?
There is no Public Enemy without Flavor Flav.
Why you say that?
He's a hype man and all that, isn't
he? Hype man.
But that was something that was important back in the day. So yeah, when you say the name Public Enemy, you immediately think the ugly black nigga in there.
Yeah, I think Chuck D first. Yeah.
Somewhere.
I mean, but you
it's a big part of it. It's a big part of the group now.
But the group could go on without Flavor Flav. But
if you say so. What was the problem?
It was just, okay, so the issue seemed to arise from that Public Enemy, a.k.a. Chuck D, since Chuck D owns the name and he drew the artwork, so he basically owns the name Public Enemy.
Okay, but they haven't cut a record in decades.
Well, but that's not the point.
Okay, go ahead. I mean, I'm just saying, you owning something that has no value, that doesn't mean nothing.
I mean, their music, you know what I'm saying? Like,
okay, well,
their old music streams, okay, you know, you want to use a likeness and everything like that, the little man in the crosshairs and stuff, you know, Chuck drew that. Okay. But it says...
But he's been with the group for 37 years, so what did he do that was so worthy of being put out after 37 years?
Okay, this is the tweet or statement they let out. It says Public Enemy and Public Enemy Radio will be moving forward without Flavor Flav. We thank him for his years of service and wish him well. So Flavor Flav has been on suspension since 2016 when he was MIA from the Harry Belafonte benefit in Atlanta, Georgia. You know what I'm saying? So this is where it all started.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? They said that was the last straw for the group. He had previously missed numerous live gigs from Glastonbury to Canada, album recording sessions, and photo shoots. He's always chose to party over work. Public Enemy Radio Tour Europe and co-headline with the Wu-Tang Clan in May 2019 without Flavor. They have done They have also done numerous benefit shows without Flavor. While Public Enemy Radio was moving forward, Flavor Flav was starring on reality shows, Growing Up Hip Hop New York, where an episode featured his children discussing an intervention and putting him into rehab. It's time to move on, and everyone wishes Flavor well. And they announced they are permanently moving forward without Flavor, firing one of the hip-hop's most memorable hype men after more than 35 years.
Why you gotta keep saying Flavor?
That's what I'm just reading. His name is Flavor Flav.
Okay.
Because he got Flavor.
I guess.
The abrupt dismissal comes just 2 days after the rapper sent a cease and desist letter to Bernie Sanders over Chuck D's concert at the campaign's Los Angeles rally Sunday. He said, so basically, Chuck D wanted him to come be a part, you know, back Bernie Sanders, but I guess Flav said he ain't backing Bernie Sanders. So, you know, Chuck D don't speak for him, so he asked the Bernie Sanders campaign to stop using his likeness and stuff. You know what I'm saying? And that was like, whoa, nigga, like, you ain't none of your likeness, nothing. And then, you know, then Chuck D said some things like Flav only show up when there's some money involved.
Yeah.
Like, he don't do no free concerts or nothing like that when it's for a cause.
When people need something, then.
Yeah, but, you know, I get it. I mean, I get both sides. You know what I'm saying? You know, at the end of the day, it's business. You know what I'm saying? And if you're not going to be part of business, then you know, have to move the fuck on. You know what I'm saying? You can't nobody take away who you are.
Yeah.
But nobody under the age of 30 probably knows you from rapping Flavor Flav. We know you from being a reality TV star.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, I mean, Chuck D has remained in the culture. I mean, I'm not saying Flav ain't in the culture no more, but it doesn't. He doesn't represent that. You know, that's not his brand now. His brand is the, you know, married to the strange white woman, or being on a show with 20 women and they're vying for his love, or, you know, whatever else reality TV shows he be doing. That's why I see Flav. Now, him being in the group, I mean, to be real with you, if I could be honest, I wouldn't go to a Public Enemy show anyway.
Oh, okay.
Today. I wouldn't go anyway. So it wouldn't matter if Flav was in the group or not. I'm not going to see Public Enemy. Like, they better be on the list with somebody else. But if, oh man, you know Public Enemy in town tonight.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, ain't nobody coming to see that shit?
That cricket noise right there. That's what we need to hear right there. When you tell me Public Enemy coming to town.
Yeah. Like,
like, I mean, maybe when Public Enemy came out, they was a little too militant for me and I was too young in age to understand it. I might need to go back now. And
yeah,
listen to
and
it
listen to
as an adult. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I get it, but, you know, I was fucking 10, 11, and, you know what I'm saying, doing the heyday of that shit. You know what I'm saying? When Fear of a Black Planet came out, I was 11 or whatever like that. And I just, Nation of Millions to hold us back. I was
we
young.
We missed a whole bunch of generations. All I can tell you. I mean, and it ain't made nothing sense. Like, this is a time where they can revive themselves and, you know, do whatever they got to do.
Public Enemy dropped out. But keep going.
I'm just saying, like, it just, to me, I just feel like them to have beef at this point, it ain't nothing to beef about. It ain't nothing there. So I don't understand. That's just all I'm saying. I mean, like, I understand you can go back and somebody may want to use something that they have already created, okay, so they get a check. But somebody might want to use something in a movie or commercial or whatever. But we have to wait for that to happen. If you're making new music or doing something, then that means that, you know, you constantly being relevant and people are going to be looking at your music or whatever, different projects that you've done. But if you're not doing anything, I mean, what you beefing for? It's not... It doesn't make sense to me. But go ahead.
So they had an album out 2017 called Nothing Is Quick in the Desert. Album 2015, Man Plans, God Laughs. Album 2012, The Evil Empire of Everything. Another album of 2012, Most of My Heroes Still Don't Appear on No Stamp. Album 2007, How You Sell Your Soul. How You Sell Soul to a Soulless People Who Sold Their Soul. 2005, New World Odor. 2002, Revolverlution, 99, There's a Poison Going On, 94.
And that's a whole album?
These are different album names.
I'm saying those are a whole album.
Yes.
And the last one they dropped was when?
2017.
And nobody knew.
They got an album coming out in 2020.
And nobody knew.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's just, I mean, they didn't drop albums from 87 all the way up to 2017 with a scheduled release coming to 2020. Like I said,
I stand for corrected.
I mean, I just found that out. I'm surprised. Like, I didn't know they dropped no new music probably since the last thing I probably heard on was the I ain't gonna lie, man. I ain't never.
It was in the '90s.
I mean, yeah, early '90s. I ain't checked for Public Enemy in 30 years, bro. Let's be real, man. Like I didn't like Fight the Power. I mean, I ain't mind the song. I hated the video because the video was long, and I was just like, man, please turn this video off, man. I'm getting tired of seeing these people. And but you know, like I said, again, I was too young to understand what was going on. You know what I mean? So, you know, props to them. You know, hope y'all work it out because Juel Santana then dissed Cameron today in a diss song, you know, and I don't know what's going on, man. You got Flav and Chuck D beefing, Cameron and Juel's beefing, like, and the thing about the Juel song is he giving you the dope fiend rap. What I mean by dope fiend rap, it's something like he got the dope fiend mouth on this song. He with the, you can tell his teeth missing or something ain't right with his teeth. Can hear it while he rapping and it's sad, so...
The one who had the issue with the pain medicine or something?
Yes. He got hooked on pain medicine and it fucked his grill up. Yeah, him. So, yeah. So, shout out to all these people that's beefing, man. Let's keep it moving.
Yeah.
Next topic. Is this too much to ask? I just want to know. A jogger was jogging around his neighborhood. It's nice. It's, you know, it's almost about springtime. So, the weather breaking. And, you know, this jogger, he just wanted to know, man. A vegan jogger asked neighbors to not cook meat outside, caused the smell offensive. He said, let me read the letter he wrote. He said, please close your windows when cooking meat. He said, what's up, neighborhood? One love. As a vegan runner, it's always hard for me this time of year when the weather starts warming up and folks start opening their windows. Several nights a week, I'm out running around dinner time. And when people have their windows open, I can smell what they're cooking. I've noticed a sharp uptick recently in the smells of folks cooking meat, and it can be quite overpowering. Quite honestly, the odor is offensive, and I'm hoping our community can have some empathy for its plant-based neighbors. He said, hashtag plant-based neighbors, by closing their windows if they are cooking meat and only putting vegetables on the barbecue. I don't want to be a stereotype, so I won't go into detail on why the odor of cooking animals is offensive, but I encourage you to do your research and join the movement. Okay, man, you little vegan. First of all, this is from the Nextdoor app. If you live in a neighborhood, check and see if your neighborhood is on the Nextdoor app. This is some comedy on this app right here. I mean, I joined... mostly because, you know, my kid was young at the time, and I just wanted to make sure nobody was saying nothing about, you know, my kid in the neighborhood. Because, you know, my kid, he was outside. He's one of the kids that used to be outside, and then, you know, this neighborhood killed that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It killed that because, like, the kids used to be outside. It's a wonderful thing, but it's a problem now if kids outside. But they complain about kids not being outside. But when they go outside, all y'all say is, y'all complaining. They're making noise. They're bouncing the ball. They're doing this. What the fuck are you going to do outside?
These shoulders hell ain't sitting around counting caterpillars.
Exactly. So, the Nextdoor app, just look it up. This is not an ad. It's just, it's if you want to see pettiness in your neighborhood.
At its finest.
Yes. So, this is kind of shit to be on the Nextdoor app. You are running, sir, at dinner time, and you're complaining about the smell of meat in the air? What in the world?
Yeah. Like, my thing is, simply, if you can't dictate what the hell I do in my house. On my property, that's the yard, the house, the window up, down, wherever they at. It don't make no sense. If you need to go buy you a mask as you run down the street so that you don't have to be consumed by the fumes of the cooking flesh in the people's house, do what you got to do. But that's not a request that you should be asking of anybody. Like, who are you to tell somebody else that they need to join the movement and eat plants and whatever else? Hell, that's... up for everybody's choice.
Well, how about you just go run at a different time of day?
How about you go take your ass to the gym? Ain't shit cooking in there.
I mean, you can run in the morning when nobody's cooking at dinner time. Nobody's windows open.
You can do a whole lot of things.
Smell of coffee's in
but
the air.
I'm going to tell you this. If you take your ass out there to the track, you don't have to run in your neighborhood. Mm. I mean, it's nice if you could. But if you gotta remove yourself from that element, do something else. But shit, you don't get the right to ask me to not cook meat because you going running at dinner time. That's
one runner. One.
I'm gonna stop eating meat because of you.
I'm gonna stop cooking meat with my windows open. And but then you want, why do vegans always want us to be a vegan? We don't try to convert people to
eat meat.
We don't do that. Like, if you eat meat, you don't. If you don't, you don't. I don't give a shit. But don't make me feel bad for enjoying a hamburger every once in a while. Or enjoying some bacon, or some delicious sausage paws.
So we were having a little conversation at work one day, and somebody was talking about that, and the person was like, "No, the God I serve has given me dominion to rule over all animals, so I will eat whatever I want to eat."
I ain't never seen a 100-year-old vegan.
So I'm just like, hey,
show me a 100-year-old vegan. I'm still waiting, people.
And my thing is, it ain't no different. It's like, and you talking about eating plants. But a lot of these people, they eat all kind of stuff. Just because you don't eat meat doesn't make you any better.
Yeah.
People don't want to eat meat, don't want to drink milk, don't want to do this. Okay, so where are you getting the shit from?
I mean, they just... Hey.
Like, where are you getting your real nutrients from? Hey. You getting this Beyond Meat type shit? What, I mean, nobody...
Still plant-based.
Yeah, it's supposedly. You don't know what the hell that shit is. It's ground up something. That's all you know.
Test that shit. You find out it's human.
Exactly. You eating all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, man. Y'all better vegans, man. Look, it's easy to trick y'all vegans, bro. You just tell y'all anything.
Smother it down, put a little onions or something.
If vegan food is so good, why y'all try to make everything taste like meat?
Yeah.
Like, why?
If it's all about not eating meat. Why you done copied meat?
Ooh, they got a whole vegan barbecue restaurant where they got ribs and everything, but it ain't none of that is real.
Yeah, it's not meat. Yeah.
I mean, I would try it, but I wouldn't...
That's not what I'm going to be eating every day.
Yeah.
And like, then the shit too damn high.
If it's plant-based, why is it so high?
And you claiming it's so natural and y'all got, you know what I'm saying?
It must be abundance of it. It got to be cheap.
Yeah, it's supposed to be. Supply and demand. And ain't nobody demanding that shit no way. So I don't see how you charging nobody $10 or $12 for a plate that ain't even going to keep me full until the next meal.
Mm-hmm.
I got to eat your food and a snack.
I gotta eat about 6 pounds of damn vegetables.
Yeah, anybody want that shit?
Man.
I know, and then it's gonna run your ass to the bathroom.
Now they thinking like, oh, you don't need to eat that much. Yes, I do, nigga. Yeah, I'm a greedy nigga. Yeah. Fuck that.
I mean, what the fuck you think you got teeth
for? I can't be sitting there with a big ass. Yeah, like your teeth are made for a certain reason. Your teeth are the shape they are for a certain reason to tear up meat.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you was supposed to be a brontosaurus, then nigga, you would.
That's what the hell you would be.
Exactly. Fuck out of here,
man. And ain't nobody looking like that. So,
but like I said, people, enjoy what you enjoy. Just don't try to push your agenda on me.
Yeah.
That goes for a lot of things, all right? Don't push your agenda on me. You know what I'm saying? Let me get my own agenda. Don't you press yours on mine. I just don't want that. I don't care whether it's food related, clothes related, faith related. Don't push your agenda on me. Like, I can't. You know, sometimes I have time to argue with the religious people, but sometimes I just, you know, I leave it alone. You know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, old black people, once you say the wrong thing, they won't even talk to you. Because they be like, oh, you one of them. What's one of them? I just ask questions. Like, don't you ask questions? No. Okay, so that's you was raised by a slave. I get that. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, we got to break out of that. But another story for another day.
Yeah, because he goes off too deep.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
I don't go deep enough, baby.
Don't do that.
Yeah, you get deep, got to put your 10-4 hat on. You don't want to go that deep. So, yeah, it man. So, serious. Like I said, vegans, man, you know, hey.
Everybody live your life. Just don't.
Just start running at a different time of day. Because you run up on the right one, when they grilling, you gonna get more than some meat, bro. Some smells. You're going to get more than some aromas. You know what I'm saying? That smell might reach out and grab you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and that's probably what the problem is. He tempted by the meat.
Mm-hmm.
You talking about this gross smell and all this other stuff. It's offensive.
Yeah.
No, the shit remind you of when you was eating damn meat.
Yeah, because exactly. That's taking you back.
That's what it is.
Your natural instinct coming out of you like, man, I'm supposed to eat fucking meat. Like, you can't smell no vegetables and give you that fucking feeling.
I'm hungry. That's
you smell that asparagus? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
oh.
Nobody's honey. Running. Nobody's running to that.
Honey, what do you do to these rutabagas tonight? Oh, I love it.
I don't want it.
Oh, my God, baby. These Brussels sprouts. Oh, my God. Where's the chef?
Yeah, no.
Oh, gosh.
Not impressed.
The salad. Oh, God. With all the vegetables?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Great.
Yeah, no. So, people are not running to that.
Yeah, man. So
the meat is where it's at.
So, I mean, that's a little too much to ask. Like, you just run a different time of day. Wear a mask. Go somewhere else. I mean, you know,
go to the park.
Go somewhere where it's a controlled environment where there is no, you know,
no
food. And, you know, if that's your case, because you live in a meat eating world. Like, y'all, we outnumber y'all by a lot.
Yeah, a whole lot.
So, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, a lot of them people, that's how you can't even have no respect for it, because so many of them, they go back and forth. Yeah. I've been vegan for so many years, and the next thing you know, you're back to eating seafood.
Oh, I'm not really a vegan. I'm a pescatarian. I eat chicken and fish. Or I don't eat red meat. Or nigga, you ain't, it's just like so.
What, I mean, it's I mean, not even something that I can deal with.
So, you know, like I said.
Well, you stop eating meat. Like I said, you stop eating meat, then you go back to eating meat, then you.
Like, even, like, the people that go so far as smoking weed, like, are those blunts vegan? Bitch, if you don't get your motherfucking ass out of here.
You're smoking weed.
Yeah, like, people that smoke weed, really like, the vegans that smoke weed, they will not use a lighter. They will light something else and light their blunt with the, it's like something else you could buy to light and use that to light so you don't get any butane gas or nothing. Then they got, like,
but you smoking weed.
They got, then they got the vegan papers, the raw papers are vegan.
And like I say again, you don't know what the hell them people selling you.
Yes, you
it
do.
It can be the same shit they done sold with the other with a new label.
I mean, now they got government regulation. You know what you get. You know what you get.
People know how to use certain terminology too. It's certain stuff people been calling shit organic for the longest time, and it ain't what people think is organic.
Well, you know, organic just mean it was grown.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. So it's like you think that sound good, but what else did the thing go through?
Yeah.
You ain't telling me nothing.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm just saying. Like, it's certain words for marketing that you can use, and as long as it fits that definition, it's fine. But
it gotta be
does the consumer know what does that reflect?
It got to be organic, non-GMO. It got to be
so much other stuff. Yeah. It's just too much. But people just... People just need to be, you know, like I said, buyer beware. Look at what you're doing. Make sure it fits your needs and do what you do.
Props to all the vegans out there, man. All the meat eaters. Props to everybody, man. We all the same, man. You know, some people like to eat lettuce. Some people like, you know, like bread on the, you know, on their sandwich.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's just a difference, man. I mean, you know, the vegan rolls, the spring rolls. Like, I hate those things. Like, I hate going to the Chinese, but, oh, we got spring rolls. Nigga, I want a shrimp egg roll, nigga.
Yeah, well, that's good. What I want.
Give me an old school pork egg roll. I eat that too, nigga. I don't give a damn.
I ain't really that crazy about those. But I love me some shrimp, a good shrimp egg roll.
You know anything shrimp from Savannah. Nigga, they sell y'all shrimp and toothpaste. Y'all buy that shit.
Really?
Just saying.
Really, sir?
I'm just saying. I seen people do crazy things for crab and shrimp in Savannah.
Don't do that.
Niggas just,
we got it's plentiful there. Man, so it's not
niggas
like,
act like it ain't. Niggas act like it ain't. They come to your house when you cooking it and eat up all your shit. Like, damn, nigga, it's plentiful. Nigga, you can go to the same place I got. Get a damn pound of these for $2.99, $3.99, whatever, you know? But, hey, it is whatever. Well, guys, it's that time of the show. The coronavirus is hitting a city near you. It might be in your city by now. We just got two confirmed cases in Florida. We got some confirmed cases in Georgia, New York, Washington State, Rhode Island, Wisconsin, Illinois. Like, the shit is getting around. Are you scared yet?
No.
You still not scared?
I'm not scared.
Like, this is our weekly corona. Scared? No. I mean, you know, like I said, the best thing you can do is wash your fucking hands and don't touch nobody.
Yeah.
And you all right.
Yeah, refrain from kissing and hugging random niggas.
I mean, I'm not scared. I mean, if a motherfucker come and sneeze in my face tomorrow, they might die.
Just from somebody
you gotta go. Like, I'm stabbing you in your fucking throat. You come and sneezing. Like, today, I ain't gonna front. I did some racist ass shit. I was at work. It was like about 5 kids walking by me. An Asian kid coughed. And me and the other white people looked at each other like, did you see that? And then the Asian dude kind of called it. He kind of called it like, and I was just like, oh shit, that was racist. So
it feels good. It feels good not to be the one that the people are clutching their purse.
Because I was just like, bro, this shit nuts, man. I'm not, you know, I'm not fucking scared. Like, that fear shit. I see the price of fucking the gloves and the mask are going up. People are going, like, you know, white people going in their frenzy. You know what I'm saying? You know, white people, you know, y'all continue to be y'all. Y'all get scared. I mean, I've never seen so much fucking antibacterial.
Shit is disappearing.
Yeah,
I was in Walmart today. There was no alcohol. Mm. There was I'm talking about like rubbing alcohol, 91%. None of that shit on the shelves.
Mm.
It was very little peroxide. All, like, the two shelves that they had of hand sanitizer, all that shit gone.
Mm.
And I'm talking about, like, I mean, all Lysol wipes. Lysol is very sparingly, you know, in these little areas. So the people, if nothing else, the niggas who's selling the shit, the companies is winning because they asses is getting paid right now. Mm. I'm talking about these people is buying up all the shit.
I seen somebody the other day, they had like a whole buggy full of the anti-whatever bacteria shit. And I was just like, And then, you know, pharmacies are calling you like for certain medications, like, hey, it's gonna be a shortage. Do you need a prescription? Do you need a refill? Cause like they running out of shit. So I don't know. They won't tell you what particular medicine it is that's gonna be on shortage, but some shit going on, which makes me believe that it's a motherfucker behind this shit. Because they creating a scare, and I need to start looking at some stocks and seeing which I need to buy, because the stock market is crashing, it's going real low because of this coronavirus shit. So, hey, people, look in your stocks, look at some shit that's low, buy low now, sell when it's high, or just because this shit getting real out here. They scare people, but I think it's a business scare. Like, I really, you know, I believe in population control, so if we do got to take a couple motherfuckers out, you know what I'm saying?
Just to keep, let them not be ours.
Yeah. Just to keep the world running, you know, because look. China got a population control, population problem, and all of a sudden this massive outbreak happens in China. Nigga, you know the Chinese trying to get rid of some people, man. You know what I'm saying? Thanos was right. Let's be honest. Thanos was right. We got to get rid of a certain amount of people to keep right. Like, we going to run out of resources at the amount. Like, we got people fucking and shit, babies being born every minute. Like, we ain't got room. So we going to have to do some population control. So, people, if you wash your fucking hands, you will not get the coronavirus. Wash your hands at least once every, twice an hour, you know what I'm saying, every 30 minutes, wash your hands. If you touch your face, you know what I'm saying.
And you got to wash your hands for real.
Yes, wash at least 20 seconds.
Letting the water run across your hands, y'all wash hands in fucking cold water. The shit need to be warm to hot.
What did they say, your ABCs?
Exactly.
You got to say your ABCs.
Sing the whole song.
Yes.
All the way through and everything else.
Yes. I mean, you know, don't.
Now I said my ABCs.
Yes. If you sneezing and shit and coughing, stay your fucking ass at home. Don't take your. Look, anybody show up to work now sick, you a dickhead. You deserve to get, like, reprimanded because you show up sick. Like, there's people at that job already starting to wear masks. And I'm just like, come on, man. Y'all stop, man. Like, really.
I mean, my thing is you done bought the mask. That shit came from China. I know ain't none of them shits was made here.
That's what they understand. If they want to get you, they're going to put it in the mask, people. God damn.
Like, so you breathing in the shit. You think you protecting yourself, and you over here just in close contact with the bullshit. I'm not for it. I ain't scared, but people who know me know I ain't never been okay with you coughing and shit in my close
and I don't play this shit.
Proximity. You not going to be in my area.
You're not even
going
to blow your nose at the dinner table. Like, that shit disgusts me. Like, I'm ready to go. If a nigga sneeze or blow their nose at the dinner table, oh, I'm done. Like, I don't want to eat. Why you say I know like that?
Because I've done it.
Oh, yeah.
I was sick one time. I mean, it ain't like nobody want to do it. Shit, if I'm in a restaurant, I can't get up from the table for so many times. Like, if I'm home.
You get up every time.
If I'm home, I don't mind.
Don't you blow your nose at the damn table. Please don't do that. That's the worst thing you could do. That shit is disgusting.
I mean, if you say so.
It is.
I ain't like I'm blowing my damn nose over your plate. Man, nigga, we crossed the damn table. Man. The shit ain't flying out of there.
It's just nasty.
I mean, but now that I know that it bothers you that much, I remove myself. But hell, if you did something that bothered me, you wouldn't give
yes,
a damn.
Yes, I would. I'm mindful of things that I do to bother you.
Okay. You do it on a regular basis.
Okay, since we there, we gonna pause the coronavirus thing.
Okay.
What is something that I do that bothers you? I snore. I can't control that.
Yes, you can.
No, I can't.
Stop breathing.
Then I'm going to die. That's what you want? Oh, okay. See, Queen Jern want me to die, y'all.
I didn't say that. I did not.
You implied it.
I did not say that, though.
Okay. Anything else I do that bothers you?
Your passive aggressive nature that you do. You have that. I mean, that's just you all the time. I mean, you love to pick fights with my kids. So that I can jump in, especially my son. That's my bread and butter. I love that boy. I mean, and you come for
you
him.
Are,
you attack him.
I don't attack
all
him
all the time, and I'm gonna stand up for him every single
and
time.
And you're wrong. My thing is this. Okay, something that you do to get on my nerves. You always protecting the kids. You always their protector, and that's not fair. These kids don't do their fucking chores. They don't do what the fuck they supposed to do around this house, but they still get to do everything they want to do. That's not how it goes. Oh, they can do it when they get back. It never gets done. They need to learn, if you don't do your chores, you don't get to do shit else. That's how you was raised, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's how I was raised. So why are we treating them any different? That's not showing them any accountability. That's not showing them that, you know, as an adult, you have to take care of your business before you have fun. Yeah, you go out there and party on Friday when you get your paycheck. Go out there and party Saturday. Hell, you might even go to brunch on Sunday. But guess what? Bill man need his money on Monday and you ain't got it. Guess what Bill man gonna say? That's the consequences for you. You know, you got, so you got to learn to be responsible. That's teaching them to be responsible.
I teach my children to be responsible.
No. That's what I do. But you always jump on me when I'm doing it.
Because
like,
you go too far. I'm not going to. If you do regular punishment, regular punishment would be okay. When you got to go out here and do the extra shit you do, I'm taking everything. This ain't doing this. And you ain't going nowhere for a month. And you ain't doing this for
and they don't last.
And blah, blah, blah. But I don't give idle threats. I know whatever. What I say, well, I mean what I say.
I mean it. But guess what? I got you. Oh, can he get his phone back now? Can he go to the park? Can he go to the party? Can he go? I'm sitting there like, nigga, we a united front. If I just said he can't go nowhere, he can't go nowhere.
I mean, a month is too long.
Why is it? What's the longest you ever been on punishment?
I don't know, but I ain't never been on. I mean, probably a couple of weeks, I guess.
That's close to a month, right? I've been on punishment for a fucking year one time.
Because you was a bad kid. You were a bad kid, so I'm pretty sure you deserved it.
A year. So, no, I did a whole year. Like, while I came home, stayed in the house, ain't go nowhere.
Well, what did you do to deserve that?
I can't remember. It probably wasn't that bad, but I mean, you know.
Like I said, I don't tell people stuff that I don't think I can follow through with. That ain't realistic.
Anything else I do that bothers you?
I mean, like I said, the way you do stuff, like you will say little stuff, like you will be passive aggressive about it, trying to make it seem like it's okay. Oh, it's fine. It's not a problem. But I can tell you came to me with it. If it wasn't a problem, you would have never asked me about it. You would have never said nothing about it. So you do little stuff to try to get under my skin. Like I say, especially when it comes down to him, because you will say little slick stuff like, you will say something as regards to my parenting as it pertains to him. And I don't like that. That's not fair.
Let me ask you a question. Do you treat him differently?
No.
Are you his rescuer? You know, you don't listen.
I don't have to rescue the other one because she don't really do a whole bunch.
She just sit in her room all day. Like, I wish she'd do more.
I just check on her.
Oh, like the other day. Have him do this. Oh, no, you get her to do that too now. She need to do something. I'm just like.
That's right. You don't come for him.
I'm just like, where did this come from? But it's cool, though.
It's all about raising kids right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I get it. You want to have your way. I have mine. But I mean,
because we are preparing him for the world.
We are preparing him for the world. Because for one,
like, if I'm upset that you get up every morning and take him to the bus stop. I don't like that.
It won't stop.
Ninth grade, he was walking to the bus stop. Till all of a sudden, you start taking him every morning. And I was like, well, if you're going to get up every morning and that's your commitment, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't complain about it.
Yes, I can't complain. I complain about the fact that he ain't dressed.
Why?
Because, I complain about the fact that his stuff ain't ready.
You know why?
I'm not complaining about the fact that I'm taking him to the bus stop because I don't mind because I've agreed to do that.
You know why? You know why his stuff ain't ready? Because he know he got a ride. If that motherfucker knew he had to walk to the bus stop every fucking morning, he would have his shit together. He would have it wouldn't be none of that because he know once I leave this fucking house, I gotta have all my shit. But no, mama gave him a ride to the bus stop, and you know every morning you fuss. Oh, the bus about to come. Come on, hurry up. If that nigga is supposed to get up at 5, he would have all his stuff together, walking out this door and be at that bus stop. Now, I get it. Days is raining. I get it. But other than that, walk your ass to that bus stop. Even in days of rain, walk your ass to that bus stop. I mean, I just don't get it.
For one, my child is big.
What that mean?
He not going to school.
He need them steps.
He not going to school sweaty and stink.
He's not sweaty if he takes his time.
Yes, he is. He going to be stink. And he not going to school like that first thing in the morning. Ain't nobody finna tell me that that's the right thing for him to do. It's not.
All
right. I mean, he
y'all see it, people.
It is what it is.
she copy please for
my. I ain't got to copy no please. That's my nigga right there now.
So how he gonna be sweaty and stay walking from here to the bus stop?
That's a good 15-minute walk.
Ain't no 15-minute walk.
Come on, bro.
It ain't no 15-minute
walk. Come on now. It is. It is.
15 minutes?
No. It is.
No. We can walk that right now.
And it will take us 15 minutes to get up there to the top of this neighborhood.
I don't believe it.
You ain't got to believe it. You walk it, because I ain't doing that shit tonight. But I can tell you what, He ain't walking up into that darn bus stop.
Okay.
I mean, and then the weather is so unpredictable here. So it can be raining, it can be cold, it can be hot. So he gonna be going to school wet up. He gonna be going. You really think that that's the right thing for somebody to do? He already got a situation. You know what I'm saying? Like you just not even trying to be helpful. That don't do nothing for him. Now what you could do is say, hey, she in here. Let her lay down and go to sleep Tuesdays and Thursdays. I take him on Tuesdays and Thursdays. She can take him Monday, Wednesday, Friday. If you cared about me.
I care about you. That's why I told you to make him walk. Then you ain't got to go no days.
Okay. All right. Let's get back to the strip. But to the strip.
Oh, man.
We done go wrong.
See? That's how it go, fellas. That's how it go. You know.
Yeah. You can say whatever you want to say. But all I know is, for one, it's amazing how you say you can't control your snoring, but I get up and go to the bathroom, ain't shit shaking. When I lay my head back on that pillow, oh my goodness, the cows and the whoever else in the barn coming home.
Oh, when I go to the doctor in the morning, I will address that.
Yeah, address it, because something needs to happen. People need to, shit, you be stop breathing and all kind of shit up over there. Okay. I'm like, well, what the hell is going on? Is somebody strangling him? Mm.
But I mean, I'm asleep. I don't know what's going on.
All I can tell you is you're making a whole lot of noise okay. over there. A whole lot of noise. So get it checked out.
Yeah, let me get it checked out tomorrow when I go to the doc.
Okay.
We're going to get to the bottom of this.
Get to the bottom of it.
I'm going to get me one of them no snoring machines or whatever. Put the little mouthpiece thing in.
Because that shit there is ridiculous.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, well. Make sure you sleep before I am.
I try to.
Mm.
But like I said, it's amazing how I can get up, go to the bathroom, you're making no noise.
Mm-hmm.
I lay back down, and because I'm now trying to go back to sleep, hey, you bringing it on down. I think it's a setup. And then you try to act like you can't hear me talking. I try to move you. You ain't trying to move. I just be like, this nigga here is trying to make me lose it. Like, some days, I really want to put a pillow over your face. I really do.
See, y'all, listen. She keep talking about how she want to kill me, people.
I ain't said it. I'm just telling you. You make a whole lot of noise.
Two times she done mentioned me dying in my sleep. So, if King Germ ever dies in his sleep, number one suspect right here.
I'm not going to do that to you.
I'm sitting to my right.
I'm not going to do anything to you.
Yeah.
Now, the Lord chooses.
So, it might not be the coronavirus to get me. It might be Queen Germ. So, you know. Just be careful, people.
Be careful, people.
Yeah. You may talk about taking you out in your sleep. That's a bad thing. Woo. Horrible thing. Let's go ahead and talk about TV Talk. 60 days in. It happened. Really, not too much happened except for the police girl. She had to leave because she had compromised her... she had... grabbed one of the participants a certain way. I mean, one of the inmates a certain way. And the inmates kind of was just calling her a cop and everything. And saying she was a cop. You a cop. You police. And so basically the warden or whatever, he decided to, you know, pull her from the program. Because they didn't want to risk, you know, too much going on. Was my man Tony on the men's side. You know, he was... He's a store man, so everybody owe him stuff. He went to collect. One dude didn't pay, so, you know, Tony was like, look, man, I'm going to have to beat that man ass. But, you know, he a participant in the show. You just can't go there and beat somebody ass. So what he do is he make the man give up all his clothes and everything and, you know, his shoes. So the man just basically standing in the still with a T-shirt and some panties on.
I'm done.
And so he requests to move to another pod, fearing his safety.
You know, man or the participant?
No, the man that Tony took from. And so now Tony got a rep, so now he really feeling himself. So, you know, that's good. Dennis, he's still just...
That's the same clown who been messing up and the people was getting mad with him. They got on that no more.
Yeah, oh, he's still on the Dennis still there. He's now taking it seriously. He's trying to get more info. He's trying to get him some drugs. He's trying to score him some drugs so he can show him, like, hey, I can get drugs in here. So he went to buy some ice. And I'm like, the dentist, man. Like, you're a black dude. Who the fuck? What black dude like, wants some fucking meth? But you can tell Dennis ain't never been off the porch, man. So, you know. But then you got your Christian girl. You know, everybody coming to her because the white girl left. And they're like, yo, what's up with your girl? What's up with your girl? Like, you know, she's 60 days in. That means you are, too. And so now she done put the heat on her. So it's getting wild. It looks like what's about to happen is They're going to ask Tony to do more, like another 60 days in. They're going to let these other people go, get some new people in, and have Tony do another 60, because Tony in deep, bro. They about to turn him. Like, he's about to turn into a convict for real, bro. Like, he's loving this life. Like, he's loving it. So, that's all about 60
that's
days.
That's a young white guy?
That's a black dude, Tony, the new guy they bought in.
Oh, okay.
They didn't know he wasn't in the beginning. So, yeah. So, that's all for 60 days in. Like I said, it comes on A&E Thursdays around about 10. So, yo, check that out. Well, I broke down and watched Love is Blind on Netflix over the weekend. And this,
you could have watched with your wife, but you didn't.
Well, you was busy.
And so who you was watching with? The person that was in the garage with you?
I was watching by myself.
In the middle of the night till 6 o'clock?
Actually, I watched most of it work, but, you know, anyway. Okay. No, I didn't watch that night, because why would I watch that with a dude? But
I don't know.
I mean, anyway. So I was watching the show Love is Blind on Netflix.
I don't think it was a dude this year. I think it was a woman.
As one. He seen him walk in. He seen him walk out. So, anyway. Love is Blind is a show where contestants went on blind dates. And when I say blind dates, I'm talking about you in one room, the person's in another room, separated by a wall. You went on several dates with this person, and the goal was to fall in love and propose to the person and get married within a 4-week span. So these people were getting proposed to in 10 days. Do you think somebody could propose to you in 10 days?
As the grown person, yeah.
As a grown person, so you would fall in love with somebody in 10 days? You don't even know this person.
You could.
10 days?
If you're open enough to experience whatever this has, then it's possible. You think, I ain't saying that you would fall in love with anybody. I'm just saying that it's possible.
Could you fall in love with somebody without seeing them?
Yeah.
Could you?
I mean, am I hearing their voice?
You're hearing their voice?
Yeah.
You're not seeing them, though. Yeah. So all y'all doing is talking. Do you think you could accept a marriage proposal to this person?
Nah, I probably couldn't marry nobody in 10 days, though. I mean,
would you agree to be their fiance in 10 days without seeing them?
I could. I mean, not in 10 days, but I guess I could. Yeah. Okay. I mean, 10 days ain't even 2 weeks.
So for like in a 28-day span, y'all haven't seen, y'all basically dated, got engaged, and you'll be married. So what they did with these people, after 10 days, these people, like after you propose to the person, y'all get to meet each other for the first time. So after y'all meet each other for the first time, you know, y'all see each other. Then they sent y'all on like a little vacation getaway to like Mexico for like a couple days. You went there, you know, you got to get the physical aspect of the, you know, since you already had the emotional down. So then you went to physical, and then they put y'all into an apartment up until the wedding day. Like, y'all stayed in the apartment, you know, basically.
Living together.
Yeah, so the first, you know, no vacation. Up to the vacation, you didn't have any contact with the outside world. When y'all went back to the outside, and then they was in Atlanta. And so when they moved into the apartment, that's when you got your phones back. You could go meet your friends, your family, and everything like that. And so out of the five people that they had. Five couples they had, you know, only two of them got married. But the ones they show got some news that it was actually like 12 couples, but they only showed five on the TV show. And so only two of them got married. You had Barnett, and I think her name was like Ashley or Amber or something like that. They got married. Who else got married? Oh, Lauren and Cameron. Now, Lauren and Cameron, Lauren's a black girl, Cameron's a white guy. Like, she never dated a white dude before, and she fell in love with the dude, and they got to meet each other, and she was like, oh, shit, he white. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? But he's dated black girls before, so he's cool with it, you know what I'm saying? He's like, I've been in a relationship with a black girl, because when he met the girl's dad, you know, the dad was asking him, like, how you gonna feel if you're in an all-black situation? He'd be like, I'll be all right. I've been in there before, like, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, so now, you know, everybody's rooting for Lauren and Cameron because, you know, it was, you know, we need that good united love. You know, the other couple, they seem like they're gonna fall out of love soon because it seemed like they was fucking too much in the before they got married. And, you know, you don't need to do that. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like they just like to party. He like, it was like I'm marrying my best friend. What? Why? You know, like, I get that, but y'all too, we're just so much alike. Dude, you were just, you know, and then the funny part about the show was seeing them come all the way down to the wedding and like you had to say I do or I don't. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, people's like, I love you, but I can't marry you. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, fucking this one dude named Mark, he was 24 years old. He was engaged to this 34-year-old woman. Well, she allegedly was 34 years old because she looked way older than Mark. And I think, I can't remember her name, but Mark and, but she was a drunk. She had, you know, she made good money and everything. But when she got drunk, like she always, like whenever they had drinking things, she always took it too far. Never, you know what I'm saying? Never let Mark hit. Even told Mark, like, oh, I'm still attracted to Barnett. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, Mark's sitting there like, Mark was an ugly dude. You know, she kept saying, he's not my type. You know, I never would have talked to him. And, you know, and if I would have met him in a setting or whatever like that, he's not my type. I mean, he's the sweetest guy in the world, but he's not my type, you know. And he just couldn't understand. And, you know, she was like, you want to give up your 20s for me? You know, she was trying to basically like,
talk him out of it.
And the dude wouldn't get talked out of. And I was like, dude, you just so ugly, bro. Like, and it was just sad, bro. So shout out to Ugly Mark.
That's no good.
Then you had this other couple, Gigi and his name was like Damien or something. She was like a wild party girl. And he was just like a straight-laced, you know, conservative-looking guy. And I knew that wasn't going to work. He told her no after she said yes. Mark said yes. And the girl, Jessica, I think that was her name, she said no. And then it was Katie and Kyle or something like that. I think they both had the same name. He said yes and she said no. And then he gave like a nice little speech after she said no. Even the girl mother was like, oh my God, I love this guy. Like what did she do? Like, this is a sweet guy. But according to Be Easy, he's killing it on Instagram now. He's thirst trapping, getting a lot of love.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So shout out to him. Then we had another black couple on there. They, after they got engaged, he had a secret to tell her.
He was already married.
No, he's messed with men and women before. And then she was just like, you know, at first she was just like, yo, this is a lot to take in right now. Like, you know, and then he was like, what? You the only girl that ever had a problem with it. And she was just like, what? You know what I'm saying? You know, he like, why you acting? I mean, then he just like, once he said that, it was like he turned into a straight, like, super gay nigga. Like, he was just, oh, and you need to check your weave because your weave. I mean, like, I was just like, how you go from that to this? This nigga went crazy, and he was like, yeah, bitch. Some bitch. And she was like, oh, now I'm a bitch now? She was like, damn. Like, you know what I'm saying? And then so, you know,
he tacky.
Yeah. So it was a mess. Like, so old Carlton, that was his name. Carlton and her name was Diamond or some shit like that. And you know what I'm saying? So they didn't even, once they got on vacation, that was it. Like, they both went home. They was like, nah, this ain't working, nigga. Like, I'm out.
He gay.
Yeah, he gay, and you know what I'm saying? So he was like, you the first girl to ever have a problem with it. She was just like,
hey, what girl didn't have a problem
with it? He was like, well, because I knew if I would have told you at the beginning, we wouldn't have got to this part. And she was just like, but you still got to let me make that choice. Like, you know, you sprung this on me after I done said, yeah, I marry you, nigga. Like, what the fuck?
And clearly, nobody else was marrying you if you on the show.
Yeah, so... Yeah, Love is Blind. Check it out, man. I still might make Queen Germ watch it. You know, she gets some time. She might watch it on her own time.
Yeah, I watch it with somebody I sneak in the garage.
Okay, whatever. I mean, just don't let me catch him right here. You know,
whatever.
But yeah, check it out. It's on Netflix, man. It's probably gonna be a season 2. You know, to keep up with the two marriages, or you know, try it with some other people. But yeah, just check it out, man. Let's go ahead and take a music break real quick. Song of the week time. Do you have a song of the week, Queen Germ?
Yeah, my song of the week, I'm going to have to say, is going to be Slide by Her featuring YG.
Okay. Yeah. Slide featuring Her featuring YG. my song of the week is Roni by Bobby Brown. Dedicated to my one and only girl right here to my right.
My goodness.
You know what I'm saying? Because, fellas, if you find you a Roni, you know what I'm saying, you better hold on to her. You know what I'm saying? Because if not, you know, you don't want to be regretting. You know, I don't know what I'd do if I seen Queen Germ 10 years later. And I would have been like, damn, man, I had her, bro. Let her go, man. I should have fought for her. But, you know, luckily I did. And now look at this. Almost 20 years in the game, man. Wow. So yeah, my song of the week is Roni, and her song of the week is Slide. This is the Frocast, and we'll be back in a minute.
Truth about Roni, she's a sweet little girl. You can treat her right real nice and hold her tight. Only tender Ronis can give the special love, the special kind of love that makes you feel good inside.
She's a special kind of girl that makes her daddy feel proud. You know the kind of girl that stands out in crowds. Found a tenderoni and the roni is so right. I think I'm gonna love her for the rest of my life.
You always wearing them glasses. You don't wanna let no sucker look you in your eyes, huh? Better charge them eyelashes. You love what you do with a passion. Ooh, that shit attract. I fuck with you, girl.
All he wanna do is gas me. How we end up in the backseat? Just tryna get to the bag. We on the same page, you the same way. Only keep the fam around me. So let me know what it's gon' be. I don't plan on getting no sleep while we doing our thing, moving too fast. Candy paint with the windows all black, seats creme brulee. What they gon' say? With the top down, screaming money, anything. We up till 6 in the morning. When the sunrise, we'll be on it. Ooh, I got 5, you know it's all live. Tell me when to go, baby, when we gon' slide. Baby, when we gon' slide, hey, hey. Up all night, baby, when we gon' slide. Oh, yeah, yeah. Baby, when we gon' slide, slide. If we on a run, nothing matters when we one-on-one. Looking at us cause we going dumb. We on the same wave, you the same way. You know I'll be down if it's with you. Where we going, baby, what's the move? We should take a trip up to the moon. Get a room, doing our thing, moving too fast. Candy paint with the windows all black, seats creme brulee. What they gon' say? With the top down, screaming money, anything. We up till 6 in the morning. When the sunrise, we'll be on it. Ooh, I got 5, you know it's all live. Tell me when to go, baby, when we gon' slide. Baby, when we gon' slide, hey. Up all night, baby, when we gon' slide, hey. Up all night, baby, when we gon' slide, up all night, baby, when we gon' slide.
I need a vacation. I need my bitch in an apron. Booty all out, cooking bacon. Orange juice and Ace, so we drinking. I only come out when the stars out. I'm on a mission, but we far out. The city talking with a large mouth. Yeah, they after the boy like Fallout. 400. Drop it, give me 50, girl. Drop it, give me 50. You should slide with me, cause you be tripping when you miss me. You gon' hold me close and on your neck gon' be a hickey. I ain't gotta do too much, I know what get you sticky. I ain't gotta know astrology, I know your vibe. Skip the foreplay, you don't let niggas fuck with your mind. I ain't giving out apologies when I'm behind. Fucking up the seats of the brand new ride.
Moving too fast, candy paint with the windows all black, seats creme brulee. What they gon' say? With the top down, screaming money, anything. We up till 6 in the morning. When the sunrise, we'll be on it. Ooh, I got 5, you know it's so live. Tell me when to go, baby, when we gon' slide. Baby, when we gon' slide, hey. Up all night, baby, when we gon' slide, hey. Up all night, baby, when we gon' slide, up all night, baby, when we gon' slide,
Fucking up the seats of the brand new ride.
All right, man. We're back. I hope y'all enjoyed that music. Keep it 100 time. Do you have a keep it 100?
Oh, yeah. My keep it 100, since, you know, y'all niggas out here shopping with this tax money that I don't have. But,
You rich, nigga.
Nonetheless, don't forget, Easter is next month.
100.
So y'all got y'all churn out here with all this other bullshit that they don't need. Make sure that they have some Easter clothes next month when you bringing them people to church. Especially since, you know, some of y'all ain't really church-going people. Make sure when you do have your one appearance in the church, have some decent stuff for them children to wear next month. So don't spend all your money now, or go ahead and buy that Easter stuff now so that they'll have something next month. And probably re-up on some school supplies, because half the damn churn ain't got no pencils or paper.
It's almost the end of the damn school. You ain't buying no motherfucking school supplies.
They better.
You better get some from the damn
at least
team.
Get them a pencil.
Shit, you better borrow a damn pencil. This is the time of year when your pencil be about that motherfucking long, boy.
No,
yeah.
You can't. I can't take you serious if you come in here with a short pencil.
This is that time of year. You got the damn lotto pencil, goddamn. Yeah. Your pencil, you done been through it all. Like, yo, this right here, this like I done wrote with one. It was damn near on the metal. On the metal, like, yo, he's like, yo, I got, hey, fuck that shit.
Man, getting the job.
Hey, the best pencils ever were the Black Warriors, man. Pencil fighting pencils. Them shits wrote well. If you was an 80s baby, you knew about the Black Warrior pencil, man.
I didn't know nothing about that.
You don't know about the... I mean, if I show you the pencil. It was an all black pencil.
Yeah, I didn't have one of those.
Wow.
I just had me a yellow number two. That's all I remember.
Wow, man. Look at this, man. Go to images real quick. You don't remember this? The Black Warrior. I need to find them in the store. They what you mean? They were the same price as the regular pencils.
Nah, bro.
The Black Warriors, they were all black, man. You seen them, man.
That must be something they had in North Carolina. They had
no, it's so funny. It's on Google. Yeah. So they just made them specifically for NC.
I mean, I don't know what it is. I just don't remember them. I don't.
People, if you remember the Black Warrior pencil, man, please come show this Queen Germ that
show me shit.
It was she ain't come outside, man.
I did go outside.
You know, niggas swear they outside. You know what I'm saying?
Whatever.
Well, my keeping 100 go a little something like this, man. People, read your motherfucking contract.
100.
I don't give a fuck what kind of contract you sign. Read that shit. Know what you motherfucking signing, because I've seen this play over a million times. Rapper signs contract 5 years, 2 years, 1 year, 6 months, 2 months down the line. They realize there's some fucked up shit in their contract. And now they want to cry about it. Meg Thee Stallion, I don't know what was in your contract, but you signed with, I think it's 1510 or whatever, Carl Crawford motherfucking record label. You signed with him, and then you get, you know, signed a manager deal with Roc Nation, and now you want to put out some more music and you can't, so you figure like, hey, Roc Nation can buy me out. And them niggas like, hell nah. The fuck, I'm, you know, I ain't letting you go. You know, I get X amount of percent of this, X amount of percent of that. You know what I'm saying? So, and she was like, she admitted, like, yo, I didn't read, I ain't get nobody look over my shit, I just signed it. And I'm just like, yo, don't be so thirsty for the money that you signed a fucking contract and you don't know what the fuck is in it, okay? So, again, read your motherfucking contract, people, okay? That's all I'm asking you. Especially if you want to be in this entertainment business where it's known that you're going to get jerked. It's known people going to steal from you. It's known that it's a shady fucking game. Get somebody to look over your shit. If you don't understand the word, get somebody to look over your shit. If you're an upcoming rapper, don't sign that motherfucking contract without getting somebody that knows the business. And don't get a motherfucking lawyer that's connected to the business that you're dealing with, okay? Please don't make that mistake.
Yeah, I mean, because somebody already made a mistake when they gave her name, because she's supposed to be Megan Thee Stallion, and the Stallion is a man horse.
Well, that's not what, I mean, Stallion, we always call stallions, like, you got Elk the Stallion. Stallion is like, oh, man, she a stallion. I mean, you know.
Yeah, but that shouldn't have been used like that then.
Hey, you got to blame niggas for that.
I'm just saying, niggas is dumb then. Because if niggas is calling a woman, I mean, like, you saying that she's shaped like a stallion, or she is whatever, but if you know that a stallion is a man horse, then.
Well, Megan Thee Stallion don't sound right.
Well, hey, you ain't got to sound right. You like it, but I'm just saying.
But I'm just saying niggas, but I'm a stallion right there. I mean, you know.
All I'm saying is niggas is attracted to niggas. And that's what
nigga
it is.
The nigga that says stallion might be attracted to niggas, so we might need to go find that out, man.
That's all I'm saying.
I done heard niggas say, oh, man, she walk like a pit bull. What?
I mean, if we looking at dogs, that's just
some niggas that say out. Niggas in the equated the way women looks to animals, like in a sexual way. That is kind of weird, though. Next time I hear a nigga say that, boy, you know she walked them legs bowled out like a what? Why did that turn you on?
Yeah, exactly. Especially if it reminds you of an animal.
Yeah, man.
It's a little suspicious.
A little suspicious. Okay, March is Women's History Month. Okay. Can you name someone that deserves to be... We're going to try to do it each show this week. I mean, this month. We're going to spotlight a woman that made an impact on you. Do you have one?
I mean, I done made an impact on a whole lot of people. I could be a woman's history.
Okay.
But...
Would you like to go, or do I need to go?
I mean, I can go now. I can give you several names of somebody who,
Well, somebody, please, before I go.
Calm down, nigga.
I mean, we are recording the show here.
Okay, well, you go ahead and go. Okay. Give us one, and I'll give you one.
Okay, mine is Sarah Breedlove.
What they did?
Sarah Breedlove is more known as Madam C.J. Walker. She was an American entrepreneur, philanthropist, and a political and social activist. Walker was considered the wealthiest African-American businesswoman and the wealthiest self-made woman in America at the time of her death in 1919. She was born in Louisiana. She died in New York. I think some of her most famous things were like, didn't she invent the hot comb?
Yeah.
And thank God.
Various hair products.
And various hair products. Thank you, Madam C.J. Walker. You are the first woman I acknowledged.
So what you trying to say? Because niggas' head was looking
around. I didn't say nothing. I just said she was an American businesswoman, philanthropist. She was self-made.
Thank God she did something with the hair.
I didn't say nothing with the hair. See, you put words
in
my mouth.
You said something with the hot comb. Did you not roll it back?
I said, didn't she invent the hot comb? Or
and you said, and thank God, right after that.
The hot comb has been, she didn't invent the hot comb. She invented the hot comb for Black American hair. Because they had already had the hot comb over there in Europe. But she fixed it so... Black woman. So, yeah, she kind of fucked us up. But it's not about that. I'm giving you your flowers now.
Okay.
Go.
So, my woman would be Ethel Hedgman Lyle, which is one of the founders of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority. And, therefore, this is somebody who was a trailblazer. Had a good idea about how you could bring women together for a higher calling. And, of course, this organization has been around since 1908. So... Awesome person for our lead off for our Women History Month.
Alrighty, is that it?
I mean, you asked for one person, so it would be it.
Okay, I mean, were you through doing it without saying?
Yeah, move on.
Winners and loser time. Do you have any winners?
Yes, I must say the people are winning if you using cheap toilet tissue.
Winner.
Now, all this for a long time, I've been using this thin ass tissue. You know, it's cheap. It gets the job done. And it lasts for a good long time. Called myself switching the game up. Got some tissue that was on sale. Ended up being this plush. I mean, it feels good and it's all that. But it's like I changed the roll of paper every single day. It's like every day.
It's only 300 sheets on a roll.
But that's what I'm saying. So if
you used to a 1,000 sheet roll, so you pull that shit like.
Even when I'm taking 2 squares, that is still ain't getting me through what I got to do. So I'm just like, you know, the cheap paper towel wins. The cheap toilet paper wins.
Yeah, so. Shout out to Scott Tissue. 1,000 sheets a roll. Yes, say what y'all want to say. I'm wiping my ass with motherfucking cardboard. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I'ma have tissue in your ass with that cotton nail. Yeah, exactly. So fuck all that, man. No, man.
Cheap tissue wins.
My winner is the Honey Pot owner.
Winner.
The Honey Pot is a feminine care line. I've learned over the last couple of days. And this lady, she has her products in Target. And she shot a commercial for Target doing, you know, Black History Month. And, you know, she said, hopefully, you know, she can open the doors for the next black, you know, young woman come up and be an entrepreneur, right? Oh, man. She made the white people mad. Oh, this is racist. She's a racist. Why did she have to say young? Why did she have to say the color of the woman? I mean, why couldn't it be any female? Why couldn't it be, you know, because if a white person did that, they would da-da-da-da-da. You know how white people get. But the Honey Pot owner doubled down and was like, I said what I motherfucking said. You know what I'm saying? And she stood on her shit and Target standing behind her and her products. And a lot of people like, yo, the Honey Pot shit is so good. I don't give a fuck what she said. You know what I'm saying? So have you ever heard of the Honey Pot?
No.
Okay, well, you know, any feminine product needs, you check out the Honey Pot, okay?
But I don't have no needs.
Well, I'm just saying, if, you know, those arise and you need some feminine, yeah. You know, because I hear this stuff is good. So
all right. Well, I'll check it out.
So shout out to them. You're my winner, Honey Pot. I should really give you a name, right? I mean.
You should, since you're telling us all about her stuff.
Let's go get the Honey Pot owner's name. Because if you read the reviews about the product, they're just going to tear up. Her name is Beatrice Dixon.
Oh, okay. I like her already.
You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Beatrice Dixon. You're my winner. Losers. You got any losers?
I ain't going to say I guess he got to fall in the loser category because he brought, you know, took his name out. Pete Buttigieg, whatever his name is.
How you going to steal my loser?
Loser.
That was on your list.
And it's right there on the list.
And I'm telling you, I didn't even look at it.
Okay.
I promise you did. Go ahead. Right here.
Say your loser, please.
I mean, like, why do you have to do all that? You just do way too much.
I'm not trying to mess up the show. I'm just trying to take
Okay, so all I was saying is because he took his name out, and I actually kind of like the man. So I was hoping.
You would have voted for a gay man?
What that got to do with anything? Him being gay ain't got to do with nothing else.
Okay.
I mean, he got a whole lot more details to his plans than Bernie Sanders. So,
So who you voting for in the primaries coming up?
It's just going to be either him and Biden, right?
Who is him?
Bernie Sanders.
You got Bernie Sanders, you got Biden, you got Elizabeth Warren.
I mean, them other people, they don't have a chance. Them numbers is low. Them numbers are low!
So who are you voting for? Who getting your support?
It's up in the air right now, I'm not for sure.
Up in the air, are you leaning towards?
Between Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden. I mean, you gotta get somebody who can win.
And the only one that's possible winning is Bernie.
That's
what I'm saying. You let the people tell y'all that Joe Biden said, listen, Joe Biden ran. He was the vice president, right?
Yes.
Who was the president?
Barack Obama.
So who hasn't endorsed him?
Barack Obama.
So why would you? If Obama won't endorse him, why are all y'all niggas endorsing this nigga, man?
I didn't say I was endorsing him. No, all I'm saying is
he went. Look. He went in North Carolina. He won South Carolina. He gonna win. I think he won Georgia, right? Y'all niggas is getting Biden in there, and y'all fucking up. Biden win. 4 more years of Trump. I'm telling y'all now. I'm telling y'all now. I'm not playing. I'm not bullshitting. If it's Biden versus Trump, I'm voting for Trump. I'm not bullshitting.
And you can't come back to this house.
Why not?
You cannot come back to this house.
Watch me. I ain't gonna tell you who I voted for anyway. I tell you.
You just did.
But this is November. Trump might do something between now and November. He might lose my vote.
And you will love it.
He might lose
you
my
You just
vote.
Like Kanye West. Y'all just as foolish as y'all
can be. Did you see the 2 black girls that was up there with Trump?
Yeah.
So you got to be about this tall to ride this ride. She was like, they trying to break us up. And they was up there copping for Trump. I said, wow, I was in there laughing my ass off.
I said, where they found these motherfuckers at?
Yes, but anyway, my loser is Mayor Pete and Amy Klobuchar.
Loser.
Because y'all lost. And then the first thing y'all did when y'all lost, oh, we support Joe Biden. What the fuck? What? Were y'all just up there arguing with the nigga? Like, y'all niggas so fake. The Democratic Party so fake.
Everybody fake.
Y'all had 4 years to cook up a fucking... y'all could have made a goddamn candidate. Somebody we never heard of. I don't know who this is. This guy came out of nowhere. Clean record, whatever. Y'all had 4 years to make somebody beat Trump and y'all couldn't do it. So, y'all my losers. Amy Klobuchar, Pete Buttigieg, and the whole Democratic Party. Losers. Losers. Whole Democratic Party. Losers. DNC, whatever y'all want to call yourself. Losers.
I guess.
People, listen, black people in general, man, look, you don't have to be a Republican or a Democrat. Look at the libertarians, man. Look at what they believe in. It mostly aligns with you. You don't agree with the Democrats. You don't agree with Republicans, but you somewhere in the middle, the mixture of both of them, the libertarians, that's what most people are anyway.
But they can't get enough votes.
Because y'all are stuck on two parties. That's it. America make it like you can only have two parties. That shouldn't be like that. I mean, we ain't a political podcast. We just two niggas don't know what the fuck we talking about. Just talking, all right? So don't.
Yeah, I know they ain't got to feel no type of way about what I know I say.
Some political science majors out there that's losing their shit. Like, oh my God, they don't understand. It's the Electoral College that picks the legislative and the executive branches of government. Oh my gosh. So, no.
Relax, people.
Yes, relax. I'm about relax, to bust a blood vessel.
Yeah, please don't.
Well, it's that time of the show, man. Do you have any shout-outs, man?
Woo! And you know I do! I want to shout-out Pam and the Fam, the Johnson 5, and the Lunch Crew, and anybody representing the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, nigga.
My shout-outs go something like this, man. Shout-out to B-Eazy, Sawright. Man, happy belated birthday to Sawright.
Happy belated birthday.
GQ Blue. Short T. Ruler myself, Rick James, bitch, RT3, Peppy J from B-More, Steph from B-More, Light Skin Kanye, Jay Williams, Drew from DC, Gerard from Boston, I said Light Skin Kanye. Somebody. Stacks, MJ Money 9S. Shout out to Amazing App. Happy birthday. You know what I'm saying? You and Saul Wright share the same birthday, so you know what I'm saying? That's pretty cool.
Real zesty.
Oh, man. Huh?
Go ahead.
What'd you say?
I said you sound real zesty right now.
Talking
there.
About my sister, and that sounds zesty.
It but did. Anyway. Like, you was like, oh, yeah, yeah.
Anyway, tomorrow is old Jink birthday, so happy birthday to him. Shout out to new listener, man, my dog KRS1. Shout out to him. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Sleazy, Filthy, Papa Dash, Daughter Dash. Shout out to the good brother 12 Cal and the 12 Cal podcast. Don't forget to go check him out. Shout out to Dr. Bracer, everybody, Dr. Bracer Network. You got Dr. Cam, the disrespectful motherfucking MJ, Kayla, the truck driver. Don't forget to go checking them out. Shout out to the Relationships podcast, the Something Like podcast, the Humbly Arrogant show, the Hot Box podcast, the Two Smart Dummies podcast. And any other podcast that rock with us, man, shout out to y'all, man. Anybody off that site that fuck with a kid, man. Anybody else in the world, anybody that fuck with us the long way, the short way, or no way at all, man. Shout out to y'all, man. Well, rate your show, man, before we get out of here.
I'm going to give it a 9.
9? I match your 9. Give it a 9. So that's a 9-9 for y'all niggas. And the whole ass niggas out there.
Oh my you know god. Oh, shut this down, bro.
Listen, man. I wasn't able to smoke this podcast, so this podcast was done 100% sober. But I am about to smoke now as soon as Queen Jern get from out the studio.
Yeah.
Because I ain't want to smoke out and she be over here. You tried to kill me over there.
Yeah, you know he is. Saying? He is. You know? The second hand smoke is real, y'all.
Man, that's stop what it. Why the first hand saying, person ain't hurting?
Hey,
why? That's what I want to know.
Because your lungs is used to that shit.
Oh, yours I, should be. You've been around me for 20
not,
years.
It's not.
You should be. You should be just as much.
You trying to take me out.
I ain't smoked as much as I did since in the last. I didn't smoke more in the last 20 than I had before then. So
you lie.
What you mean?
You talking about the last 20 when you were with me. You've been smoking a lot then before you was with me is what you're trying to
yes,
say.
Yes, exactly. Oh,
okay. I'm a little nervous.
Yeah, from what? That water?
Yeah.
I ain't put nothing in it this time. Yeah. But yeah, man. So,
all right, Bill Cosby.
Like always, y'all, don't forget to call the voicemail 347-201-2572. Leave a voicemail. We'll play it on the show. Don't forget about the Patreon. We can join for $1. You get the VIP for $3. Don't forget about sharing it, retweeting it, reblogging it, and telling a friend, man. Man, look. Right, that's all I can do for y'all this week, man. I'm about to get up out of this shit, man. It's already an hour and a half show. Beezy gonna be mad. But who, you know, as Beezy said, he want a fuck Beezy shirt. You know what I'm saying? So fuck Beezy.
Don't do that.
Not me. I wouldn't, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't get down like that. But, you know, fuck Beezy with this long ass show. Hey, man. It's your boy King Jer.
And this your girl Queen Jer.
And this Frocast. We out this bitch, man, the next week. Unless Beezy say, fuck y'all niggas, not put this shit up. We out. Peace.
That's the end of the show. Go to nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
nappyafro.com